In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
He is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.
Yes, indeed, He rose in the flesh on the third day, and for 40 days He appeared in His resurrected flesh to His disciples on many occasions. And then, on that 40th day of His resurrection, He gathered His disciples around, opened up the Scriptures to them that they would understand how to properly interpret them in view of the Christ, blessed them, charged them to make disciples in His name, promised to be with them always, even unto the end of the age, and then ascended into heaven in His resurrected flesh to sit at the right hand of God and rule over all things. And what did His disciples do? Well, for a few moments they stood there gazing into heaven, no doubt amazed at the sight they were witnessing. But then, after the angels appeared to them and reminded them that Jesus would come in the same way as they saw Him go into heaven, St. Luke tells us that they worshiped Jesus and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, blessing God. Do you see the transformation in the disciples, dear friends? 43 days earlier, these same disciples were perplexed when Jesus told them that He would be going away. They didn't like the idea one bit. "Where are you going, Lord? We want to come too." They didn't get it. They wanted things to continue just as they had for the 3+ years they had spent following Him as He walked the earth. They weren't ready for Him to go away. But now, they get it. They understand. Jesus is ascending, but He's not going away. This is just the beginning. They realize that His ascension is for their benefit, for He ascends to be their prophet, priest, and king, to rule over His eternal kingdom, always interceding for them before the Father, always exercising His divinity in His eternal flesh, dispensing to and through them His word and sacraments for the benefit of His people. He ascends into heaven in order to exalt humanity to its place of glorious perfection, to reverse the fall and bring things back to how they were in the beginning. He ascends for their great benefit, and they know it full well. That's why they worship Him and return to Jerusalem with great joy. Their Lord and Savior is not gone. He is with them always, powerfully with them now, more than He ever was before. So there are no tears shed, unless they are tears of joy. There are no regrets, no feelings of abandonment, no sadness resulting from missing Jesus. There is only joy and anticipation of what is to come. For these 11 disciples know that this is only the beginning. This is their commencement for what is about to take place. Great things are in store for them. The Holy Spirit is coming to give them power from on high. They have their marching orders in hand and they're ready to get to work. It has been given to them to preach the word to all nations, to baptize, to teach, to absolve, and to distribute the body and blood of their crucified, risen, and now their ascended Lord to the faithful. The disciples are ready. Finally, ready. What they were slow to learn, they now understand completely. Jesus ascends that He may be with them in more miraculous ways than He was ever with them before. It is time for the greater signs to be revealed that He told them about time and time again during His earthly ministry. And these greater signs refer to the sure and certain fact that Jesus is really present among His disciples in His means of grace. The word and sacrament ministry is now initiated, and it will be this ministry that will continue until the last day when Jesus returns in great glory to judge the living and the dead. The angels asked the disciples, "Why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus, who was taken up from you into heaven, will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven." The disciples get it. But do we? Do we understand what the angels are saying? At first glance, I would be willing to bet that every single one of us hear the angels say, "Jesus will come in the same way as you saw him go into heaven," and immediately think of his glorious return on the last day. And while that is surely a significant part of what the angels are saying, it's not all that they're saying. "Jesus will come in the same way" also refers to his coming here and now in his word and sacraments. The message of the angels is, remember what Jesus has told you. He is with you always. He will come just as he promised to come. And the disciples get it. They're filled with joy. And where do they go? To the temple continually. Why? Because there is where they meet their Savior. There is where the ascended Jesus is with them. They go to God's house, where their Lord Jesus dwells among them. And when the earthly temple becomes off limits to them, it doesn't matter. For they know that wherever they gather in Jesus' name, there is God's house. And there is where Jesus is present with them in the greater signs he promised to gift them with forgiveness, life, and salvation through his holy word and sacraments. Wherever two or three are gathered, Jesus promises that he is there. Although he ascends, he is there. And as many congregations, and even ours, are reminded every year on Ascension Day, as churches are more empty than they probably should be, and take the probably out of that, than they should be, we know that that promise still stands. Two or three, and there is Jesus. This is what our Lord desires for us to understand too, dear friends. Here in this seemingly insignificant place, on this seemingly normal Thursday evening, while the world goes about its business, and while many Christians forget that this is a high feast day in the church here, while the world is ignorant of the fact that Jesus is making an appearance, our Lord visits us with his love, grace, and mercy. Really visits us. He comes to hear our confession of sins that he might pronounce his holy word of absolution. He comes to instruct us in his word that we may learn to cling to the promises he delivers therein. He comes to feed us with his very body and blood in the most holy Eucharist, that we would be strengthened and preserved in the faith. He comes to bless us as we depart from his holy house, that we may go back out into the wilderness of this sinful world, assured of the eternal blessings he has won for us and given to us, and that we are eager to share with all the joy that we have in him. Therefore, dear friends in Christ, let us follow in the footsteps of the disciples who now get it. Let us follow in their footsteps now and always. Let us worship Jesus with great joy, and let us continually return here to his temple, to his holy house, blessing God for all the eternal and blessed gifts he has bestowed upon us. Let that be our ascension message now and every day that we breathe the air of this dead and dying world, until we are called home to heaven to dwell with our Lord forever in paradise. In Jesus' holy and precious name, amen. Now the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.